Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I was questioning myself, you know, why would I do this? Then I came to a point, why wouldn't I? Because I'm a risk taker. And I think if there's no risk, there's no reward.
Lindy Ruff, hired by the Sabres 11 years and 2 months, give or take a day, from when they fired him in February of 2013. I mean, what? They had gone a year plus. It was a shortened season, 12-13. Started late. A year plus without being in the playoffs. Like, he had to go.
That's right. We can't stand for this.
He had to go.
It's over.
The start of a second season, a losing start.
Yep.
Probably more it was they haven't won a round in 5+ years than
right.
The other.
Right. Those last 2 years, they won the team in 9-10 was a very good team in the standings. They almost maybe were white a wire for first place. But they went out in 6 games against Boston, and then the next year they squeezed in and went out in 7 games to Philly and not been back since. So, yeah, it had been a while.
Yeah, the 10 team was a little bit smoke and mirrors, right? It was Miller's good save percentage year, his best year.
Yeah,
they went out to Miro Chatan and the Bruins in 10. Let's go to – that happened, right? He scored like a double overtime goal in that series, didn't he?
I'm trying to black that out.
Is that one of the weirdest things that's happened?
That sounds right. I forget that he was on that team, but I think that sounds right.
Let's go to Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, hey, Chubb Bulldog, big fan down here in southwestern PA. Just looking to see what your thoughts were about the upcoming season with Lindy being the coach. Is it a playoff or bust scenario, and how long of a leash do you think he has with the team this year?
Well, I mean, I think it playoffs or bust. Yes. I mean, that was supposed to be this year. It didn't work, and the coach got fired. Now, if they don't make the playoffs in 24-25, do I think Lindy Ruff is one and done and gets fired? Probably not. Almost definitely not, depending if there's some insane extenuate, like if they're just colossally horrible or something, which I don't see. Playoffs is that's why they're doing this. And I know it's just words, but the accountability and the tougher taskmaster coach that the players are all clamoring for after the season, and Kevin Adams is talking about it being necessary, there should be some ramp-up time for systems and whatever, but they should be making the playoffs. That should be what the goal is. If they want to shoot higher than that, great, but We haven't done it in 13 years, so I'll start there. Playoffs.
I do not expect to doubt their chances of making it very much, which is really, I'm saying that slowly because I got to make sure I believe it. I mean, I think they are just like in a great position to do that. It's not even that far away. It wasn't even that far away this year, and we were miserable. Like, the power play was so bad. The goaltending doesn't have to be as good, but kind of maybe should be, right? He's young. So they're going to not overhaul, but change out, which I thought they were going to do last year and didn't. So I don't want to assume this, I guess, but contracts dictate some of it. Three or four spots on top, a couple of defensemen, and it's just a green light special after that. I don't know. I don't want to – I'm deciding as I'm talking. I don't want to assume that, like, everybody bounces back, right? I mean, you with Thompson and Cousins, you had, like, they had shooting years and set us all up for – now it's just nowhere to go but up. I don't think it has to be nowhere to go but up. But I feel like I'm just going to be very optimistic for them. I'm buying tickets again. Like, that's it's been sort of the low point was when Eichel wasn't working out. And it just felt like everybody was so angry. And that I sort of lost it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching these teams since somewhat from a distance emotionally. And this has me. I am super excited for this. Part of it is nostalgia. Part of it is I believe in it, you know, hockey-wise. The roster conversation we always have and just had again with Greg Wyshynski, what's he saying? He doesn't care who wins unless it's the Devils. But he doesn't really care if the Sabres win or not. He's looking at like they should be better. I wouldn't trade their roster for any of these other teams in their midst in their division, and I agree with that. We already did agree with that, right? We already did think that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, part of this question is like, how will it end? And I'm not ready to. I haven't thought about that yet.
Yeah, but I do think as it might sound crazy to some people. I think there's a lot of reason not just they could have hired five other guys, other than Lindy Ruff that met Kevin Adams' criteria, and I would feel the same way. Yeah. I think this roster. Now, what happens to it? Like the guys that to me are locked in that are like examples of down, you know, bad years after great years. Like I'm not moving on those guys. I like or love the top end of this roster right now. The rest of it, like I don't know. Like Skinner maybe will be an interesting conversation and will bear watching. Like do they have something in mind there? Is he ill-suited to accomplish what Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff want to do? Is he possibly the guy that needs to be held accountable that never is by, you know, according to the choir now after Adams brought it up after the season ended, like guy after guy said the same thing. Like, I don't know. We'll see. He seems like plenty popular with his teammates from like appearances from the outside, but I don't know. But he's just one guy. Krebs is a restricted free agent. And third line center is maybe a real swing spot on this team. Like, what do they want out of that guy? And is Peyton Krebs the guy to deliver it,
mm-hmm.
right? Or do I need a 28-year-old, more grizzled sort of two-way guy to hold that spot down? And you got the whole fourth line to deal with, too. That's free agents, again, just like last year. One of the names is different because Oposo's already been moved out, but Robinson's a free agent. Gergensen's a free agent. Jost is a free agent. Running that back again after it blew up in their faces last year seems like a horrible idea. So we'll see. I mean, Gergensen's at the trade deadline. Kevin Adams talked about like they were going to build a statue for him. So I don't know. Maybe he's back, and I can live with that if you make enough other moves around that. But there's, you know, as much as I feel really good about what I think their top six, Paterka, Tage, Thompson, and Tuck, Benson, Cousins, Quinn, like that, I would lock that in. I mean, Lindy Ruff's going to do what he wants with the roster and the line combinations. Beyond that, Greenway is under contract, and then you've got Skinner, Krebs, and the rest of it. Like, they might have room for five new guys.
It feels like, to me, Gergensen's and Lindy overlap, but they don't. Gergensen's is a rookie the year after he was fired.
Just misses him.
Yeah. It's coming up on 700 games, Bulldog. Don't be so disparaging about a statue.
That
can be a statue, 700 games for one
Lindy's
team.
Lindy's at the draft when he's drafted, though.
Yeah, that's going to be right. And Grigorenko.
Right.
And Grigorenko played right away on that last Lindy team, and Gergensen's waited a year. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's right. Or maybe he came in after Lindy got fired even. But, yeah, he got here after. And, yeah, Grigorenko was wedged in because they couldn't find a guy.
Right. He needed to play.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Let's go to Josh next. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you, Josh.
Hi. So I've been hearing like there's some positives and negatives on some of the callers, but I'm young. I'm 26. Mm-hmm. And when Lindy was coached last time, hearing him coming back on, the feeling that I got as like it brought me back to when I was like 8 years old, and like hearing my parents screaming because they're in the playoffs and they're facing the Hurricanes, and it's just the memories just seeing him today on the podium. Was just like it just brings me back, and I know a lot of people were worried that if they're gonna make the decision based on the fans, but like honestly, it's to see those seats get filled up again, and if he can do it, and the amount of feeling that those players can get just by the noise that arena can make, and if he can just be a little bit of a part of that. I think we'll be good. I think everything's gonna be okay.
Josh, you are I think you are the perfect age for this take, because I've had it. This goes back to when I was like second act collecting cards and meeting people who had these card collections. And the one year where they were like the most into it was when they were 8 years old. There's something about being 8 years old. This was my experience in my life where you sort of wake up to sports, and if you love it like we love it, it made indelible mark on you. And that's 2006, right? That's 18 years ago for you. So you would have been eight. And that exactly sort of seems perfect for me, because that team, which was, I mean, that's my favorite Sabres team. And I'm twice your age. So especially if you're like a kid right there, you're always going to have, you know, fond memories of all those guys. That's, to me, it makes sense.
I remember making Stanley Cup trophies out of plastic to bring to school to show like who could make the best Stanley Cup at, like in elementary school. Like it was like that's what I got from hearing the news that he's here. As soon as I saw them let him go from New Jersey, I told my wife, I was like, if they can, that would be just amazing.
They have to do it.
It's just a glimmer of hope. Just I know we shouldn't live in the past, but like, just the feeling that came over me was just amazing. And it kind of being a Bills fan, being a Sabres fan, just like that feeling you get, I love it. I think there's nothing like it.
Thank you, Josh.
You've added a lot to today's show, Josh. Really good job. Yeah,
he's young to be married, though.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Good luck.
You
with
didn't
that.
Want to say
I,
it.
I hope that works out okay.
26.
Yeah, I got a very similarly themed text from my 22-year-old hockey crazed fanatic of a son today. Same kind of, and he doesn't really remember 06. Oh, you know, he was four, so it's not so much that he was aware of the division winning team in 2010. In 11, I remember having, a Facebook memory popped up the other day, just recently, playoff time, the Vanek hat. Remember the Vanek hat? We had this Thomas Vanek autographed hat, and they had that stretch run in 11 to get in, and the hat had become, it wasn't as heralded as the lucky pants from 5 years
Not
earlier.
Not as heralded.
But it was the lucky hat we got, and we couldn't find it the one day, and then I found it and took a picture of him, and okay, it's this lucky hat, we're ready for the playoffs. He's super fired up about this and emotional about it.
That's cool. I'm starting to think I could fit into the lucky pants again. Maybe it's time to bring those back.
You're right.
My daughter has not been alive for a Sabres playoff game. Right now, at this moment, she's running high school track. So, you know, it's been a little bit. It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Josh. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll look for more of your calls. The draft, too. Thursday night. Come on. 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.